You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Today, I am particularly excited because we have Oni Ozzy, who you might know as a super creative content creator. You might already be following her on TikTok. Her handle is Sincerely Oni, and that's O-N-Y-I. And you probably follow along with all of the cool things that she's doing. So I'm excited to have her in the classroom with us as my co-teacher today. So Oni, welcome to the classroom. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. This is going to be fun.
I think so too. Okay, so TikTok brought us together, and then we did some IG lives, and now here we are again. But your content is so fun, and I thought it would be interesting to have you come and lend your voice to the conversation about the ways that female business owners can create content that's still authentic to them, but still leans into, you know, hip ways of getting eyes on their business and how they can make it for them. And I have your account up, okay? And the description says, mom, psych physician assistant, blogger, and CEO of Dancing Try-Ons, which is awesome. And so here's what's interesting is you have all these videos, they're fun, they show, you know, your children and your personality, but recently you did a video about anxiety meds and it has more than 300,000 views. So talk to me about that. You know, why was it such a hit? What's the strategy behind the scenes?
So that one actually, it's ironic that you mentioned that video because it's outside of my typical videos and what I would recommend for people. One, essentially, is part of my brand and even my business per se when you speak on practicing medicine. But that one was a little controversial, which is an aside that I would recommend is that if you create content on TikTok, be okay with any kind of negative, possibly even hateful comments. Not that I got a lot of those, but because I'm talking about medicine and the treatment of anxiety, and although everyone has their own outlook on how they should approach anxiety, a lot of people were vocal on, oh, this medication doesn't work for me, or this medication is great, asking for medical advice, which I don't do on my platform since that's not what I should be doing as a medical professional. And so I got a lot of crazy feedback, which was fun. But in general, I would say to get content going up and down like that, there's whether it's having a lot of views, but also having a lot of engagement and people following, you need to take some things into account when you approach TikTok. So first off, I knew for a fact that TikTok is nothing like Instagram. You cannot approach it the same way as any other platform. You have to take the time to really just research it. Add TikTok and just go through it. Watch what people are doing, watch trends, like things that interest you, follow people that are either in your niche, doing things that interest you, or really finding success, because then you'll see, okay, what are they doing that's bringing this success? It's not always about dancing, but it is about capturing your audience. So if you're not saying something within the first 3 to 5 seconds or showing something that's going to stop that scroll, then that's the issue. If you want someone to be able to pay attention and stop and engage with you, you have to stop their scroll. You have to draw them in from what interests them. But you want them to feel like you are their best friend. You're having a conversation with them. You relate on whether it's a very touchy topic or you're bringing them information that's new. So if you want to give them, let's say, information about a product or service that you provide, you want to hit them with the top 3, 5, whatever points within 15 seconds. So they get that information quickly and they get that engagement over with and continue to scroll, but hopefully they stop and engage with you and possibly follow you. But the way that it works with TikTok, I love the algorithm, because if they're the right person for you, you're gonna keep popping up. You're going to keep showing up until they follow you. And then it's like, okay, I got to follow this person because they keep showing up and I keep seeing their content. And that's another thing about TikTok, is that you have to consistently create content, especially at the beginning. I would recommend at least trying to post something every other day if you can, because it gives that library of content where they know where to place you. Essentially, you don't have to truly niche all the way down, but they know your general audience who likes this type of content, so they keep showing it to them, whether it's
So let me ask you this. Okay, so for the woman who's listening and she's like, I'm trying to run a business, this is another thing I gotta do, what are some of your hacks for how you are showing up on Instagram? And not just showing up, like, people engage with you, you know, because I'm quick to look at, okay, I see your number, I see your followers, but like, are people talking back? And people do, your stuff really resonates with them. So what are your hacks? Like, how are you showing up on two platforms?
I started getting on TikTok to escape from just the emotional, anxiety of everything going on. TikTok was my escape from COVID, quarantine, and whatnot. So I really went into it just full force, looking at everything, trying to create TikToks. But I knew that I couldn't sustain that. So I literally only create TikToks one day a week, batch shooting on Saturdays. That's the day that I put makeup on my face, I shoot my content for Instagram and the blog, and in between I do TikTok. So throughout the week, I'll be scrolling through TikTok and just taking notes on each TikTok sound that I like, or video theme or concept that I might, you know, recreate or put my own spin on, especially seeing the trends. I'm like, oh, I need to catch on this trend. I need to do this trend. And so I'll save them all in a note on my phone. And then on Saturday, whichever I'm excited to create is what I create that Saturday. So sometimes I'll say, most often I end up making 10 TikToks or more on a Saturday.
How has this turned into opportunities, whether professionally or socially? But what's happening in the DMs when it comes to, you know, people's responses to your content?
Wow. Yeah. So I will say, from TikTok alone, I have gotten so many DMs. I'll say a heavy amount of them will be asking me about my profession as a physician assistant or a psych physician assistant. Definitely a demographic that I didn't really notice a lot of on my IG. So a lot of it was Generation Z, so younger than me, coming through my TikTok into my DMs on Instagram. And then even just recently, I've been contacted by some TikTok, members, or not members, but TikTok creators. I think that's what it's called. I was contacted by some of them to work with them and create some content for TikTok, like specifically. So
wow.
I'm excited about that. I've done some sponsored posts through TikTok, which has been awesome. But really, I try to remember that TikTok was my escape. So I really don't want it to end up being too big of my job. My job is still more of other parts of social media, other platforms, but TikTok has been really fun, and I want to continue to remember that. So just knowing your goal of why you're there and being strategic about it is really good and important. But I think the biggest thing is to keep it lighthearted, because people will feel that when you try too hard. I feel that that's when it falls flat on TikTok. You have to really just go with the flow, go with your heart, make sure you have good lighting, but you really just need your phone.
So if we had to give the women homework, their homework for today is?
Homework for today is go claim your name on TikTok and observe for the next month or so. Write down different ideas of what you'd be comfortable doing or trying out, even if it's for fun. You can even make the video private if you don't want everyone to see it on TikTok, and just start creating.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.